troubling yet fascinating case. The trauma experienced at such a tender age no doubt has been the main nature of his nurture. While fear and rage may sustain one, it will eventually become it that betrays, and that is only the start.
I wanna welcome you, yeah, I wanna welcome you to my private hell, to my private hell. Welcome, 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 welcome.
The horrors witnessed and internalized in childhood will find their outlet with the onset of puberty. If this force is not handled carefully, an entire paradigm shift in the subject's moral consciousness is likely to occur.
Once upon a dreary night he was born, a new life thrown in a world that was torn. You see, mom and dad, what, never really loved, what, daddy was a stranger and he simply just shoved mama in the alleyway yet commenced the rape. He was laughing as he did it, was it just fate? Like violence set to that wound consume. What was inside simply spoken, that kid was doomed. Never had many friends, always craved solitude. Yo, no one understands him or his bad moods. Constantly bullied, two or three at a time, promising one day one of them would be mine. There one go, all alone by the train tracks, picking up a rock, then give they head a crack again and again, yeah. Till he can't hear him breathe, closing his eyes, it was better than he ever dreamed. Welcome all to my hell, welcome to you where I fell. Come see my darkness grow, come see my anger show. Welcome all, yeah, to my hell, welcome to you, yeah, where I fell. Come my private hell, to my private hell. Welcome, welcome.
By the time adulthood is reached, it is my hypothesis that these violent urges will have found their natural evolution to premeditation and the euphoric experience of mirroring his own nightmares. In short, one's inner demons will gain control.
Many years later, the boy became a man. Still the same malice and same eager plan. Taking away the joy, one life at a time. However, his neighbors will never know about his crime. Shy guy, really like to keep to himself. Gives a hello, seems like good mental health. But behind closed doors, he liked to explore. Fear at his sharpest, cutting yet another whore. Little cuts at first while she was strapped down. Crying never kicked, so shaking to the sound. Shaking from the feel of the cold steel. Lacerating deeper as her flesh is peeled. Eyes are wells of deep pain, abstain from the end. Pretend not to be afraid. Little while longer, he swears this is it. Blade sinks in deep, then a kiss on the lips.
I love you.